We have several three-day Yomim Tovim coming up, meaning 2 days of Yom Tov followed by a Shabbos. I was asked to speak about, by a lot of people, Erev Tavshilin, because we're going to be doing a lot of Erev Tavshilins. I can't do Erev Tavshilin in 1 10-minute halacha shir, so we're going to do two. We'll do Erev Tavshilin in theory and Erev Tavshilin in practice, meaning first one, just what the idea of Erev Tavshilin is, what we're trying to accomplish, where it comes from. Second one, all the details you need to know about halacha lemaisa when it comes to Erev Tavshilin. In your homes, you're probably going to have an Erev Tavshilin. You should realize how it works. You should make sure to know all the whatever pertinent details you can know. Problem is as follows. There is a halacha that it's usher to do any malacha on Yom Tov for the purpose of another day, even for the next day of Yom Tov, but also, obviously, for a weekday. You're not allowed to prepare on Yom Tov for a weekday, or for Chol HaMoed. It's also usher to do any activity, even non-malacha, in preparation for the next day, right? That's even for the next day of Yom Tov, from one day to the other. It's also to do any preparations on Yom Tov from one day to the next, period, right? So that's the problem. You want to get ready for Shabbos. You want to be able to cook on Yom Tov, because you are allowed to cook on Yom Tov, so you want to be able to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, but you're not allowed to, because you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. You're not allowed to prepare. You're not even allowed to set the table on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You're not allowed to prepare from one day to the other. So the Chazal instituted something called an Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin involves taking food, setting it aside before Yom Tov, and saying that this food I'm designating for Shabbos. I'm going to eat this food on Shabbos. And because I've designated this food for Shabbos already from before Yom Tov, now I'm allowed to cook and prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Question is, how does that work? How does that address the issue? What's going on over here? So let's go into the mechanics of Erev Tavshilin. First thing we need to know, this issur to prepare or cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, is that an issur d'oraisa or is that an issur d'rabbanan? It's mutter hetter gamer to cook on Yom Tov for Yom Tov, for today, for that day itself. Is it an issur d'rabbanan or an issur d'oraisa to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? So from the fact that the Chacham were able to institute an end around, right? They were able to institute the concept of Erev Tavshilin and say, okay, now it's all okay, implies that the original issur was only Nisr Drabbanan, because if we were Nisr D'Oraisa, the Chacham shouldn't have the power to say, abracadabra, Erev Tavshilin, now the Nisr D'Oraisa goes away, right? They shouldn't be able to do that. But we need to clarify, why isn't it an Nisr D'Oraisa? Like any other malacha that's not done for Ochel Nefesh of that day, would be an Nisr D'Oraisa. Why is it not an Nisr D'Oraisa to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Why is it only an Nisr D'Rabbanan? So there are two shitos in the Gemara, the shita of Rabba and the shita of Rav Chista. According to Rabba in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, on a d'oraisa level, you're allowed to cook as much food as you want on Yom Tov, even if you don't need all that much, because of a concept called Holvi Meklay Archim Chazilei. Since if guests were to show up last minute, you would need that food to feed all the guests. So it's considered a tzarech Yom Tov to prepare as much food as you want. You can cook for an army even though it's just you alone in the house, because you never know, an army might show up. On a d'oraisa level, that's enough. So the possibility of hungry guests arriving unexpectedly later that day is enough to qualify the cooking of the food as a legitimate tzarech hayom of Yom Tov. But the Rabbanon came along and made a takana not to rely on hoyim, and not to cook more than you need, and leave over for the next day, not to cook for the next day. But when Shabbos follows Yom Tov, immediately follows Yom Tov, the Chachamim came along and they instituted Erev Tavshilin to get around the issur that they created. They created a takana not to rely on Hoil, so they created Erev Tavshilin to get around that issur. Why did Chazal see fit to make that initial takana, not to rely on Hovil? What was wrong with Hovil? Sounds like a great idea. Guests can come any minute, so let me cook as much as I want. Why did Chazal not want you to rely on that? So Shulchan Aruch Rav in Siman Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Sif Aleph explains that if you were to always rely on the Din D'Oraisa of Hovil, people would do most of their weekday cooking on Yom Tov also. They would just, look, they're working during the week. They're off on Yom Tov. So might as well cook ahead and freeze for for the next several weeks, and then end up the whole Yom Tov. They're going to be cooking for a weekday. It's going to be terrible zilzul Yom Tov. So that's why Chazal instituted, no, don't cook on Yom Tov for other days, right? But for Shabbos, they came up with the Erev Tavshilin as a way to be matirit. That is all within the Shita of Rabba. The Shita of Rav Chista is that, no, there's no such concept as Halil. You're not allowed to cook whatever you want. Whatever you want on Yom Tov, as much volume as you want on Yom Tov. Rav Chista holds that it is an Issa D'Oraisa to cook on Yantif for a weekday, even if guests might show up. It's an Issa D'Oraisa to cook on Yantif for a weekday. But when Shabbos follows Yantif, there's no Issa D'Oraisa to cook on Yantif for Shabbos. Mida O'Raisa Tzorche Shabbos Nasim Yom Tov. Mida O'Raisa, you're allowed to do Shabbos needs on Yantif. That's the Shita of Rav Chisda. And therefore, the Rabbanon came along and said, no, even Shabbos needs you shouldn't do on Yantif. Just like weekday needs are Asr Mida O'Raisa to do on Yantif, Shabbos needs also you shouldn't cook on Yantif. And then the Rabbanon said, but if you do an Erev Tavshilin, we'll suspend our Issa D'Rabbanon and we'll let you cook for Shabbos on Yantif. Now, what's the logic? Why is Shabbos cooking Mida O'Raisa allowed to be done on Yantif? What's the logic for Rav Chisda? So there are two opinions in Rishonim. Shitas Rashi is that when Shabbos comes right after Yantif, the Kedusha of Yantif extends right into Shabbos, and it's considered like a Yom HaRichta, that it's really one long day, and it's not cool that you're cooking from one day to the next. It's really cool just one big day, one long day. That's the Shita of Rashi. Tosos M'sach Mem Zayinam Aleph, Dibra Maskel V'I, says that no, there's a chiyuv, there's a mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos in advance. The only way to do that before the days of modern refrigeration, when you got 2 days of Yantif preceding Shabbos, is to actually cook on Yantif. So it can't be that it's included in the Issa. That's called Ochel Nefesh of Yantif, because that's part of my mitzvah sayom of today. If today is Friday, Yantif, and tomorrow is Shabbos, I need on Yantif to prepare for Shabbos. That's my mitzvah sayom. So that's called Ochel Nefesh of Yantif. That's how Tosfos understands why on a D'Oraisa level, Tzarchei Shabbos are allowed to be done on Yantif. So why did the rabbis decide that it should be Asr unless you have an Erev Tavshilin? Why did they think that without an Erev Tavshilin it should be Asr to do that? Because the rabbis were concerned that if we were to leave the Din D'Oraisa as is, people would mistakenly think that just like you could cook on Yantif for Shabbos, they'll also think you could cook on Yantif for a weekday. And since the rabbis were concerned about that, they said, you know what, even to cook on Yantif for Shabbos, we're going to need to do a special mechanism. We need to do an Erev Tavshilin. Now, is there enough nafkamina between Rabbah and Rav Chisda? Again, Rabbah is the one that holds that really, Mida O'Raisa, you can cook everything you want on Yantif, because you never know, guests might show up today on Yantif and you might need all that food. Rav Chisda says, no, Mida O'Raisa, you could cook on Yantif for Shabbos, but you can't just cook whatever you want on Yantif on the for any other day on the chance that guests might show up. I don't hold of Ha'il, says Rav Chisda. So what's the nafkamina? So according to Rabbah, L'chora, let's say you're cooking very late in the day, where the food's going to come out of the oven right when Shabbos begins. Right at the end of the day in Yantif. So if the whole heter relies on Ho'il, you don't have Ho'il, because guests can't show up and enjoy this food, because the food's not going to be ready till the Yantif is already over. So guests can't show up on Yantif and enjoy this food. I shouldn't be allowed to cook so late in the day, according to Rabbah. However, according to Rav Chisda, where the whole heter has nothing to do with Ho'il, it has nothing to do with the concept of Ho'il, it has to do just with the fact that you're allowed to eat D'Oraisa, cook for Shabbos, on Yantif, so then even if you're cooking very, very late in the day on Friday afternoon, that's Yantif, it would be permissible. So the Magen Avraham writes that that's why the minig is when Shabbos follows Yantif immediately, we start Mariv early in order to make sure that everyone finishes all the preparations with a little bit of leeway, with a little bit of a buffer zone in between Yantif and Shabbos. How do we paskin? So Mishum Bruin, Sifkat and Gimel says, L'chachila, we paskin like Rabbah. But b'diyevet, if no food was cooked earlier, we could rely on Rav Chisda. The Aruch HaShulchan and Sif Gimel says, people are generally not careful about this. Generally, people are mekel anyway. Now, last question in the theoretical realm. Why did Chazal require an Erev Tavshilin? Meaning, what does Erev Tavshilin do? How does it address these specific problems and concerns? So that's a further machloka samurai between Rava and Rav Ashi in the Gemara. Rava, Mesechus Beit Zadaf Yidalad and Beis, says they required an Erev Tavshilin Kadesh Sheyivra Mani Yafal Shabbos Mani Yafal Yomtov, which means to make sure that you set aside some good food that's dafka reserved for Shabbos. By preparing an Erev Tavshilin, you're going to be reminded to leave over enough to eat for Shabbos. It follows that the Erev Tavshilin is really made to enhance the Kedushas Yom of Shabbos. It's not meant to help Yantif, it's meant to help Shabbos. To make sure that I always have that's not going to be touched on Yantif, that's reserved for Shabbos. What do you do if it is touched on Yantif? We'll get to that, right? That's going to be tomorrow's year. The opinion of Rav Ashi, though, is that the Erev was instituted to remind a person that it's also to cook from Yantif to Shabbos without any special heter. This whole Erev is there to remind you that generally, you're not allowed to cook from Yantif to Shabbos, meaning it's there to protect the dignity and the cover of Yantif. That you shouldn't think that you're allowed to cook from Yantif to Shabbos. So, Rashi's understanding of Rav Ashi, of this second sheet, is as follows. The Erev, how does the Erev tell you that, to remind you that you're not allowed to cook from Yantif to Shabbos? The Erev serves as the beginning of your cooking for Shabbos. So you're starting to cook from Shabbos from Erev Yantif so that you'll realize that the only reason you're allowed to cook for Shabbos on Yantif is because you're only finishing up what you already started. So when you cook that egg on Erev Yantif for your Erev Tavshilin, that's the beginning of your cooking for Shabbos. What am I allowed to do on Yantif? I'm not really allowed to cook for Shabbos on Yantif. I'm allowed to finish up my cooking for Shabbos by cooking the meat and the kugels and the chalent and everything, right? But I already started with the egg. So that's how it works according to Rashi. The Rambam, Parak Vav Alach Alter Alach Gimel, understands Ravashi the following way. The Erev isn't the beginning of the cooking for Shabbos. It's just a reminder, it's a hecker. It's there to remind the person that generally there is an Isser to cook on Yantif for another day, much like an Erev Chatzeros reminds the person that it's also to carry between two Rishuyos and Shabbos. It's not that it's the beginning of anything, that's the way Erevin work. You have food there, it serves as a reminder. What's the nafkamina between Rava and Ravashi? Again, Rava, who held that it's to enhance the Kedushas Yom of Shabbos, and Ravashi, who held that it's to enhance the Kedushas Yom of Yantif. So if one doesn't intend to cook on Yantif for Shabbos at all, let's say you don't plan on doing any cooking, Rava would still say you should make an Erev Tavshilin to remind you to leave over food for Shabbos, because that's what it's about. Just remember to leave over food for Shabbos, not to eat everything up on Yantif. Ravashi would say, no need for an Erev. The whole thing is just to remind you about your cooking on Yantif, that it shouldn't be a zilzil. How do we paskin? So Ramosha, Nigras Moshe, or Chaim Chilkei Simun Chav, Os Chav Vav, says that if you don't intend at all to cook, you have no obligation to make an Erev Tavshilin, but it's best to leave over a little bit to cook on Yantif for Shabbos so that you can make an Erev Tavshilin. I mean, it's much better to go and to make an Erev Tavshilin. That's the background, that's the theory of Eruv Tavshilin. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss Halacha L'Maisa Eruv Tavshilin.